Carl Herman, Mission Viejo, Joe Olson, Houston, Texas, Chris Weinert, Parts Unknown, Need to Know News, Wednesday, 25th of September, 2024. Let's take a look at those topics and have some opening statements. We're living in a scripted psyop to mind control and herd sheeple. Withdraw all belief from these proven liars, and they're lying for an ongoing rogue state empire. And the second part. We live in a scripted psyop, and they're going to censor and attempt dictatorship. Gotta withdraw consent. Going to the war, election facts and optics, the one COVID update, and then the orchestrated falls of the NATO developed nations' heads of state. Are we seeing all of them go down at once? Joe, opening statement, brother.
Interesting article at Veterans Today by Jonathan Alexis or J Jonas Alexis. Sex diaries, red flags, assault claims, RFK Jr.'s secret sex revealed. And in that, it's a very lengthy article, has a lot of information about what a dirtbag Jr. is, but it also has three embedded videos, which are really good. One of them is called The Kazarian Bankster Cult Owns Donald Trump. Absolutely stunning. The next one is Donald Trump sold America to Israel. And then the third one, if you're not familiar with him, U.S. Congressman Traficant. And he's got a really great expose on how rotten the bankers are and how rotten the particular religious group that runs our country is. So he was a congressman, and then he ended up being assaulted. And I just lost respect for the Kennedy gang when I found out John and Robert had both had extramarital affairs with Marilyn Monroe. And then I found further evidence that they were that Robert was there with their cousin Peter Lorre or Peter Lawford. I don't care which one it is. They were there hours before Marilyn Monroe supposedly ended up being dead, and the autopsy didn't check her rectum, which was the place where they put the tranquilizer suppositories and killed her. So, bottom line is, if they didn't do it, somebody else did. Hoover had the place bugged with dozens of bugs, and so he had the tapes and he had the proof, and that's what they used as their get out of jail card for shooting JFK, was because we will tarnish you and your whole family if you try to get us for killing your brother. So, because of their philandering, they ended up getting away with the assassination of the president, and then turned around. Robert thought he was home free, and they assassinated him. So, bottom line is, I don't have any. And Teddy Kennedy with the Kopechne thing, I have no respect for anybody in the Kennedy clan. Maybe RFK Jr. RFK Jr. when he had George Magazine. May have turned out to be a good guy. Maybe he escaped the plane crash. Maybe he's alive and waiting to pop back out. And maybe he's going to resurrect the family reputation by being the best Kennedy that's ever been. But I'm not holding a whole lot of faith in that either. So, bottom line is, go to Veterans Today, read this article, and in particular, watch those three videos. Two of them are about 15 minutes. The Traficant thing is only about 8 minutes long. Very informative.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, we don't see much from the seats we have to the game. My understanding of the bigger picture for the Kennedys and sex is that Joe Sr., he was an insider. He was one of the guys who just on a hunch sold his stocks before the 1929 crash and then later came in and swooped in and bought a whole bunch at pennies on the dollar, including shares in Hollywood studios. And Joe Sr., like, I don't know, but what I've read is that he enjoyed participating in the casting couch type of activities in Hollywood, and that the sons, well, as my grandparents used to say, those nuts didn't fall very far from the tree. Now, if JFK or RFK or the family or Joe Senior decided that where they were headed was a place of death and evil and destruction and turned around. I don't know that either, but it's that information regarding Bobby is indeed interesting and probably damning for any run for president. Chris, opening statement, brother.
Yeah, Barbie Kennedy is notorious for his philandering, not philanthropy, philandering. The Kennedys are as well. This is all how they're raised, though. This is the Scottish Rite Freemason families. This is the cadet branches of the European peerage, the nobility. And yeah, he's very much part of that. If you think about the Zionist movement to make prohibition become a situation in 1918 after the war or during the war, World War One. All the stuff they pushed in, selective service, income tax, treason, Alien Sedition Act, things like that, all these things they put in, Espionage Act in 1917, all this stuff, in addition to Federal Reserve, it gave these guys such an advantage, a supply side monetary control advantage, fractional reserve, fiat usury. And these guys really imposed this system around the world with both those world wars. And,
Chris cut out. Oh, so you were saying that they imposed that monetary system across the world and continue?
Well, yeah, it was basically the gold standard was going to come back, but Britain owed so much money in gold to China and India in like 1910s that they could never afford to put the standard back. So they basically had to take everybody to war and then destroy their nations, destroy their banking, and put them all into debt. If you remember what they did in Germany in 1918, it was technically what was called a civil war, and there were red terror wars around the periphery of World War One. And across Europe, they were communist versus red versus white terror, as they were called. And of course, these communist factions that were put out by the same people to do this very same thing, to create this workers' paradise, this utopia of rhetoric that really has no intention of delivering any of the promises that they deliver or that they make. So yeah, this is kind of what the communist goal has always been. They've had communes in Rome. They've had
We lost you again, Chris. Chris. That's always been the goal of. Oh, there you are. That's always been the goal of communism. They had communes in Rome and continue.
Yeah, and it's always been like a Freemasonic thing to some extent. You can call it a different order of every century, but it's the same families, the same bloodlines. They don't even believe in the religions that they publicly pretend to follow. They are all occultists as well, and Barbie Kennedy is very much part of that as well. So this whole thing is the scripted theater that we're seeing, and it's really to justify the depopulation agenda that these families are intent into delivering under the guise of something like savings too, which is even creepier.
Yeah, that's part of the Orwellian inversion. That's how they roll. All right.
James O'Keefe has a new documentary that's coming out. He had a trailer that came out today called Line in the Sand. Since 2021, which is when FJB took office, over 500,000 immigrant children have disappeared along the border. And we know where they're going, and they're going into the underground sex trade and the adrenochrome trade. And that's exactly how the whole entire elitist operation is running in this country at this particular point, which is one of the reasons why they want to keep the border open. The other one is they want to be able to overthrow our country with all the military-age men that they brought in that want to cut off the welfare to them. They're going to want to rebel, and they're found in caches of RPGs and C4 all along the border with Mexico. So they're the cartels are stockpiling the equipment to be able to completely destroy our country, and we won't even be able to lift a finger against them. It's absolutely disgusting the way our government is destroying our country right in front of our eyes.
As I was talking about, Carl, in the 1910s, they had the prohibition laws, and of course, the Zionists, the United Kingdom, and the American and Jewish mafias and the immigrant mafias started an alliance to really deliver prohibition era alcohol. And the Hiram Walker tunnels were used to smuggle it from Canada through Detroit and out into the Midwest. And I'll say that these tunnels are still in use to this day, except they are not smuggling alcohol; they are smuggling children and immigrants and orphans. So the organ trade is insane right now, and this adrenochrome thing is very much part of that branch. So yeah, there is a black market operation going for life extension technologies that people don't even talk about in the political theater now, do they?
Yeah, the description for AMRV2 World War III is might best be an underground war that we are just the surface dwellers, and we're unaware that Yeah, all you need to do is check in the major cities around you, and almost all of them have extensive underground tunnel networks. Many of them will acknowledge that the networks go for hundreds of miles, and they'll even let you see a little bit of it, just a little bit. And the idea that, these kids and the adrenochrome market and the slave market, and how far that goes and how far back that goes. Crazy.
There's a key that's built to scale on every city map and every city in America that these Masons probably have, where there's two or three lineup points that line up like the compass in the square or something of the nature, where you put that map over the other map, the existing map, and it's an underground map, and it tells people where they can go to find whatever it is that they want to find in that type of perverse dark underworld. I will suggest that, and I will pretty much swear that that is the case. And the celebrities are very much involved with that situation too.
Yeah, I do recommend the documentary by architect Scott Onstott, Secrets in Plain Sight. As a professor of architecture and a practicing and a professional, he created a documentary. I think he's up to three or four of them now because he published a paper with the observation saying, hey, most of these major cities of the world, they have the urban design with the streets in these
Yeah, Temple Street,
geometrics.
right?
Yeah.
Temple Street, Main Street, Elm Street, they got all these ones, right? I mean, they're hidden in plain sight.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. People don't even really think that there's stuff going on underground. Look at all those rabbi tunnels in New York that they're finding all of a sudden.
Yeah, including that in New York City, the little manhole cover with the alligator reaching up to grab a kid to pull the kid down and consume him. Yeah, the Secrets in Plain Sight. But I do recommend that documentary by Scott Onstott as a professional. He just shows you the mathematical patterns going back for centuries to these so-called royal blood lines. All right. Let's go to our first topic. We live in a scripted psyop, and you don't believe anything that these liars say. And the most important thing that I can bring as a professional historian is the historical context, is that the best description for the United States is a rogue state empire. And all I need to do is go back through the documentation through many of the wars to be able to find out that they're lying. And they usually lie by omission. They're leaving out key facts that would have you understand that, oh, it was the United States who violated the treaty. And then they stole the resources. Yeah, they did. Transcripts show President Trump's directives to the Pentagon leadership to keep January 6th safe were deliberately ignored. So, in the psyop that we live in, we're lied to about reality, and they're never going to remind you of this. Corporate media is never going to inform you. It's going to require the arrests of these criminals because their job is to lie to cover the empire. Media ignores severity of Trump assassination attempt to push anti-Trump agenda. And I hope that that is sinking in to the ordinary sheeple that, according to a comprehensive analysis by the Media Research Center, a staggering 95% of reports from establishment media followed a foiled assassination attempt on Trump were negative. If any of the narrative exists, it got lost in the deluge of leftist spin. And then here we got here. Let's see, there was another statistic here. Yeah. While the assassination attempt captured a whopping 70% of airtime dedicated to the campaigns, out of 21 critical remarks made about the event, a staggering 20 were negative toward the former president. After Trump wins, the NFOP endorsement team Harris boasts support of a small, newly formed police group headed by left-wing partisan. So the idea is that we're in a psyop. They lie about everything. And they're saying 2 weeks after the National Fraternal Order of Police endorsed former President Donald Trump, the Dems, they created a group. Now, the Fraternal Order of Police has 377,000 members. So what the Dems did is they cooked together a group of 50 people, and they called it a name. Let's see. Then they posted it here. Leading National Law Enforcement Group endorses Harris Walz. Yeah, leading one, huh? And NewJersey.com reported Harris gets stunning endorsement from a group that normally backs Trump. But no, that's a lie because this group was only activated in June of this year and they have 50 members. So they just create optics. Bill Maher, I want to show you this because this is a great example of the elementary school level of propaganda and lies that these propagandists, these celebrities are scripted and reading these lines out or their talking points and delivering them.
For.
If I'm an undecided voter, I'm never going to vote for Trump, but I'm not sure I want to vote for Kamala. And my fear is that.
So the line here is that I'm never going to vote for Trump. So they're given that. So it's given he's an insurrectionist. He's given that he's a threat to democracy. And then they chat about this. And they're trying to set up, as you're going to see here, a way for the voters to embrace Kamala if she just does something of common sense.
She doesn't really have a very good command of what she wants to do as president. It would be great for her to
Okay.
sit down with you or George Stephanopoulos or you, Stephanie, and get
Me,
a succession
as
of.
if she'd sit down with
Okay,
me.
Why not?
Brett.
George W. Bush, 25 years ago, was asked if he could name the president of Pakistan and other people. He had no idea. And people said, this guy has no command of foreign policy. And it turned out to be a prescient set of questions. It's not too much to ask Kamala, say, are you for a Palestinian state if Hamas is going to run that state?
Okay.
Yes or no?
And let's say you don't like her answer. Are you going to vote for Donald Trump?
No, I'm not. I
Kamala
just said I'm not
Harris
going to
is
vote for
not
her.
running for perfect. She's running against Trump. We have two choices. And so there are some things you might not know her answer to. And in 2024, unlike 2016 for a lot of the American people, we know exactly what Trump will do, who he is, and the kind of threat he is to
I
democracy.
don't know
So it's
her.
unclear to me how there could be an
Stephanie, the
informed
problem that a lot of people have with Kamala is we don't know her answer to anything,
But
okay?
you know
And I
his
think
answer
I
to
that's
everything.
and that's why I would never vote for him and people shouldn't vote for him. But people also are expected to have some idea of what the program is of the person you're supposed to vote for.
We should have had Clay in.
So that was great. He's trying to rescue Kamala. They're trying to create up with a plausible story of, oh, gee, just like W made those errors in his speaking, that's what we're seeing here with Kamala, and she just needs to fix. We'll see. Joe, your statements, brother.
Yeah, well, things are a whole lot worse than you already think they are. Turns out that we're already in a nuclear war. There's a great video that Fetzer sent me this morning called Mini Nukes in Russia and Lebanon. And this is by a guy named Christopher Bushby, B-U-S, Bushby, B-U-S-B-Y, author of 13 books, been the founder of Green Audit Limited, has been nuclear weapons and power plant inspector for 25, 30 years. What he said has happened is that they've developed a type of nuclear bomb which embeds uranium with deuterium. Deuterium is the heavy hydrogen, which has one proton and one neutron. Standard hydrogen atom has just a proton. Tritium is the one that has two neutrons and a proton. But when you combine the deuterium with the uranium, you can have a reaction that is a straight fission reaction, I mean, fusion reaction. So instead of breaking apart a big atom and getting the elements you need to make, like a hydrogen bomb, where you take lithium and you break it apart, and because it's number six, you can end up getting six hydrogen atoms out of one lithium atom. And that way you can use it to make a hydrogen bomb. And when you merge them, you'll end up getting three helium atoms. The helium atom is what's called the alpha ray, and that's the one that's heavier. It moves at 7% of the speed of light, but because it's got a lot more mass than a photon or electron, it is able to knock out neutrons and protons, creating isotopes, or to actually add a neutron or proton into an existing element to create additional isotopes. So these are the things that make a nuclear bomb work. And what they're saying is that weapons facility that blew up in Russia was most likely hit by one of these, and that there will be telltale signs that Russia's already in the process of proving, and that it looks like that's what happened in Lebanon during the fertilizer explosion, which was around 2006, something like that, and likely the Marine barracks bombing in 2083. Likely the World Trade Center building had something that was like that, or a combination of that with some other particular nuclear weapons, and that this is what was used in Beirut just this week by Israel. So we've already started a nuclear war. Russia is going to be able to prove it's a nuclear war. They'll be able to go to the UN and say, look, these people are already creating nuclear war around the planet. And then the UN will be placed in the difficult position of having the U.S. veto stuff where we are proven to be guilty. And then there will be no excuse for the Russians not saying, well, let's just go ahead and preempt the United States. And hopefully they'll take out the U.S. Capitol with all the rats in it at one time so that we can start with a fresh Congress when the whole thing is over.
Yeah, the video that I've seen certainly looks like a nuclear explosion. And that said, we certainly can use the expert analysis, and that would be, I was going to say nice if the Russians can prove it, but it wouldn't be nice. That's where we're at though. Chris, your comments.
You know, another thing on a slight side note is these same people have the ability to target people by their electronic devices, their phones, their pagers, things of that sort too. Think about the list that could be formed by AI and full spectrum analysis and surveillance, and how that could be used against the average citizen, and the way that it's already being used by these this cabal that's using nuclear weapons to extort and blackmail us all while trying to disarm us from our own self-defense means of small and medium weapons. You know, if anything, these guys should be talking about disarming this lot and not the average American who these guys are trying to steal their property from and put them in debt to, you know? So think about that. Think about the inversions, how it's used in this whole game and this whole optic. And think about how most of the people don't even understand it's happening to everybody. And it's all like an isolated, divided and conquer spectrum where the conversation's entirely controlled to limit it to the dialogue that they only want to talk about. Anything that they don't want to talk about, it's not even discussed. They'll try to sell you Bitcoin. They'll try to sell you the COVID vax. They'll try to sell you this World War III thing and pick a side, right? Fight in despair and panic. So, yeah, this is really them trying to use the limbic system like a tuning fork and deliver this type of anticipated result. And I don't think it's going to work for them. I think it's going to fail miserably. And I think these guys are going to end up eating shit for the first time in a long time. And I think it's a long time coming. And I think it's long overdue.
And I do encourage our audience that there are openings everywhere, really everywhere, to flip the script because they invert everything. So as Chris is talking about, saying that we need to be disarmed. No. They need to be disarmed. And we can demonstrate the lie started early in illegal wars of aggression and that the United States government leaders should be under arrest. And remember the history of AMRAV 1. That war went hot when our own fucking government went after our weapons. Now, we had cannon back then because the name of the game was to be able to defend yourself against a rogue government. That is the history. That is the foundation. That's who Americans are. We rebelled against the lies of our own government, who then, just as now, want to lie and sweetly say they have our interests. And that's, the text of the Declaration of Independence. But that war went hot when they went after our guns. All right, anything else, gents? Or move on.
No, pay with the same quarter. That's what I say. Go ahead, Joe. Sorry. I don't hear what you got to say about that.
Harris has a real cosmetic problem at this point. She needs to have the black demographic vote as a block. But Janet Jackson, just a day or two ago, said that Camelo is not black. And man, the web went absolutely crazy. Mainstream media said Janet Jackson is blowing smoke. She's lying. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Blah, 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 blah. Janet Jackson's manager said she spoke out of turn. She didn't have any proof at all. This is a complete internet lie. Camilla's just as black as Janet Jackson is. Well, you start messing with somebody in the black community as powerful as the Jackson family, and you got yourself a little problem. But you also got another problem because there's an independent black woman who's married to a white man who lives in England who decided to do a little research, and that would be Candace Owen. And so she read Comello's book, and in Comello's book, she had a picture of her Black grandmother, and she's standing next to her Black grandmother, and she's like a mid-teenage girl standing next to this elderly Black woman, and the Black woman died 4 years before she was born. So you tell me what the fuck's going on with these people. She doesn't have a bit of Black in her whole body. And Candace Jones had, Candace Owens got an interview with Camilla's husband, and he said, I'm not Black at all. I'm Scotch, Irish, and Indian Brahmin. So don't accuse me of being Black. And they owned 1,000 slaves in Jamaica up until the British government finally got around to paying them for the value of their slaves so they could end slavery. And they didn't pass the bill to end slavery in the British colonies until the late 1850s, but it was contingent on the government paying to have their property rights restored. And so there was a lot of Black slaves in British colonies until the 1890s. So don't tell me again how rotten America is, and don't tell me again how we owe you reparations, and don't tell me again how this Black woman is Black when she is not an ounce of Black blood. She's as Black as Elizabeth Warren is Native American. It's absolutely disgusting that you people allow yourself to be herded on cosmetics instead of actually looking at the character of the people that we've been electing to this country. And you've helped elect some of the worst people in the history of this planet. And I'll take credit for the white people electing the worst people that were white in the way of Ronald Reagan, Big and Baby Bush.
Hey, with Janet Jackson, yeah, that's interesting. I will be interested to see what else happens there. This is the Great Awakening and the Great Choosing, and there could be a tremendous polarization. We'll see. All right, anything else?
Yeah. Let me jump in. You know, this is kind of the funny thing about how the electioneering and the bullshit kind of creates this caste system, this racial thing, and even the political theater does too. These people claiming to cite racial equality and things like this are using this absolute racism and the inversion of rhetoric and perception and half-truths to mobilize a demographic for their favor and their gain. In reality, I don't think there's too many people in the inner cities that do support them to the numbers to which they're claiming do. I think that this is very much, I know in Detroit it was an election fraud thing that was going on heavily. You know, you'd see all these votes get dumped in after midnight and just come out of nowhere, and next thing you know, the Democrat would win out of the blue. I even saw it in the DNC primary in 2016 too. This was, part of the fix is what I'm saying. And that fix is kind of foisting that inequity and that outrage from the Republican or even the non-voting demographic. And of course the media plays a nice game with that too, into like despising each other. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that says it well, I think. That they're trying to get us to despise each other. And it is a game.
The immigrant invasion is taking jobs from Black people, homes and social services from Black people, and they're starting to notice it. So they're not jumping on board with this, the greatest 4 years of my whole entire life has been under FJB and Camello, because they know the truth and they know they've been lied to about this political party that does not have their interest in at all. Absolutely disgusting. These immigrants come in, they get free health care, they get Medicare. Even if you've been paying into the Social Security system your whole entire life, they can deny you benefits and give them to somebody that never worked a day in their life in this country. Absolutely disgusting. And I'm sorry I use words absolutely disgusting, because some things can only be described as being absolutely disgusting.
Well, I hope you're right, Joe, that the people are noticing, and that's really going to be the key. And
selective tokenism. That's what I'm saying. It's selective tokenism. You think about it, you know, they literally weaponized and pander to these demographics, and while turning their back on the ones that actually built up the country. You know, I mean, seriously, they're putting boomers out in the cold. If they have any concern for the human species, they would go after these derivatives and these underwritings and these insurance companies that are just robbing us blind, these medical institutions that are being sanctioned to murder us, these political institutions that are pretty much doing the same. They all seem to carry the same agenda, no matter what departmentalization of oligarchical control they are or which they represent. They all are seeming to try to kill us in one way or another, aren't they?
Yeah. And the 1% own more than the 99%. It's just all a script. And in that script, they're going to have to censor any message going against what they're attempting to dictate. And that's the ongoing rogue state empire that they're trying to hide. Yeah, this is an excellent example. Nancy Pelosi snaps at CNN's Jake Tapper for airing Trump's criticisms of Kamala.
I'm sure that you hear from progressive voters, Democratic voters, who say, as I hear from them on social media, the media made such a big deal out of Joe Biden's alleged cognitive problems. Why don't they talk about Donald Trump's cognitive problems? Well, Donald Trump talked about that just a second ago, and I want to get your reaction. Let's run that clip.
They laugh at us all over the world. They're laughing at us. And you know what they're really laughing at? Kamala, because they can't believe that she's going to be president. They can't believe. You talk about cognitive problems? She's got bigger cognitive problems than he has, in my opinion.
Donald Trump saying that Kamala Harris has bigger cognitive problems than Joe Biden.
Why would you even cover that? This is a person who's not on the level. He is their nominee for president. He is incompetent. Let's not even talk about the silliness of it all and the weirdness of it all and the assault on women that it is. We're not going to talk it.
So all they do is they tell stories, and she's just delivering the talking points of the stories, weird and sexist and danger to democracy. What else you got, Nancy?
She's incompetent.
All right, and part of what they got to do is censor us because we're going to be doing memes. And this is so brilliant. There's the Kamala Harris parody ad, if you've seen that. But this one is outstanding for hitting the facts of our own governor here in California.
Hi, I'm Gavin Newsom, and I'm definitely not gay. A lot of people are criticizing me for banning AI-generated political videos. So let me explain. The problem is that Democrats, like me, we're not the brightest bulbs in the tanning bed. We can't always distinguish between reality and fiction. When Elon Musk posted Mr. Reagan's brilliant Kamala Harris parody video, I thought that was real. And so I realized, without laws governing what we are allowed to see and hear, how will we ever know what's really true? If I don't ban Mr. Reagan's AI parody videos, how would we ever know that Trump will be a dictator on day one, or that if he doesn't win, he's promised a bloodbath? How would we know that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation? Also, I'm definitely not gay. Also, how would we know that inflation is transitory and that the border is secure? How would we know that COVID came from bat soup and Trump told everyone to inject bleach? How would we know that boys can be girls and girls can be boys and there's no such thing as gender? How would we know that Trump is controlled by Vladimir Putin? Also, I'm super not gay. Also, how would we know that Trump totally assaulted Eugene Carroll in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room? How would we know the 2020 election was totally legitimate with zero fraud? How would we know that January 6th was an armed insurrection where many police officers lost their lives? How would we know that the COVID vaccines had zero side effects and that masks were 100% effective? How would we know Kamala brilliantly invented her very own original idea, no tax on tips, or that I'm totally not gay?
And eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
How would we know that Trump broke Project 2025 or that Trump staged both of his assassination attempts? And how would we know that Trump is literally Hitler? Reincarnation is definitely a thing. Hitler died in 1945. Trump was born in 1946. Coincidence? I think not. How would we know that all of that is true if we don't ban Mr. Reagan's AI parody videos? How would we know that we should all drink the Kool-Aid? We won't know, because Mr. Reagan's AI parody videos are a threat to our democracy. They spread dangerous disinformation, unlike all of the super true stuff that we Democrats tell you. And also, most importantly, I'm definitely not gay.
Mr. Reagan.
I'm Professor Sungandesmans, and I approve this message.
That's how these guys roll. Oh, I was going to show you this bigger version, but that's okay. All right, let's see. Nope, that's in the next section for the war. So these guys are lying, then they have to resort to censorship. They have to call anything that's against their message as disinformation, malinformation. They create these terms to try to confuse it, but it is censorship for the dictatorship, and the dictatorship covers the ongoing empire. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, Trump is completely delusional. Now he's going on a rant because the IC, the intelligence groups, have told him that Iran is targeting him for assassination. And so that's just propelling him to go further and further into the Netanyahu camp and say we need to attack Iran because they're trying to kill him. But this is the same intelligence committee that has been targeting Trump for 8 freaking years and lied about absolutely everything. And now he's like, well, they said that Iran's trying to kill me. What a straw dog. You want to know who's trying to kill you? It's Mossad, you idiot. Wake the fuck up. They don't care about you. They don't care about our country. They are parasites. And interesting little exchange today with Michael Horowitz and Thomas Massie. Horowitz is the IG that's supposed to be investigating the January 6th stuff. And he said, well, he couldn't do anything about it for 2 years because of the COVID thing. They weren't allowed to investigate anything. And now they've been investigating for 2 years, but he can't release anything because it has to have the intelligence committee approvals for release of any of his data. And Massey's going on and on about, were there 100 FBI agents that entered the Capitol building that day? You know how many went into the building because you know how many were arrested and you know how many weren't arrested, and you won't tell us. He says, well, we have that information, but I'm not allowed to tell you until they say I can tell you. Well, what about the DC pipe bomb? You know who did that? Well, we know, but yeah, what, but yeah, double talk, and we're going to, well, you think you'll have it by January 6th of this year? Well, I hope we do. We have it before the election this year? Oh, certainly not. We can't possibly have it by the election this year because that would affect the election. Yeah, it might as well affect the election if we knew exactly how Nancy Pelosi and FJB stole the 2020 election. Yeah, that might affect it. What a bunch of crap we've got for a government.
Disgusting. Chris.
It is disgusting. And the fact that they keep doubling down on the bullshit the whole time about J6 and really took it to the wall and the full extent of the law and threw people in jail for this FBI trap. And Trump was probably part of this and has now morphed into either you pick Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, or you pick Donald Trump and fight to the fucking death. This to me is just a controlled opposition dialogue and totally exploiting the binary psychology of some very imperiled people who are seeing their property being taken from them by taxation and theft at an alarming rate. And it's never even being addressed or discussed. You look at the value of gold going up right now, it's almost $2,700. That is the dollar going down. It's not gold moving, it's the dollar moving. And people don't make that correlation yet. And I just can't wait till the silver market comes to this realization too. And you see that go to triple digits in a flash.
Yeah, yeah, we'll take a look at those prices as well.
And interesting documentary posted at Earth Newspaper on BitChute. The unsustainable UN agenda for domination of the world. This is by a guy named James Jagger. It's a 2.5 hour long video. I've only watched half of it, but it's about Agenda 21, which is 350 pages published on the UN website saying how you will own nothing. You will own no guns. You will own no property. We're going to be able to destroy property by making sure that nobody will be able to create a business. Nobody will be able to hire anybody. We'll be able to decide who gets to get a crumb off the table once we own the whole fucking table. It's absolutely, sorry, kids, disgusting.
It's been out since the fucking 90s. Too. I think at 92 Brazil, they put that thing out publicly, you know, not publicly, but in their own ranks, and the public got hold of it. And the next, you know, journalists start getting killed. But yeah, the word got out. 3% started hearing about it. And then the ADL went to work with the alphabet agencies against the American Patriot populations with the PACON operations pre-9/11. And then after 9/11 went full spectrum surveillance with the NSA bullshit and the Patriot Act and the NDAAs and all the such like that. So, yeah, we could go on for hours about that, but talking about it ain't going to do shit. We are going to have to really take our freedom back and steal our souls back from these people before they doom us to World War III because they can't bullshit us anymore.
Yep, yep, yep. All right, let's go to the war. Sue, 700 war machine agents endorse Kamala Harris and Jimmy Dore points out that these were the same people, the 51 experts who told us that the Hunter Biden laptop was disinformation. And now we have 741 national security leaders endorse Kamala Harris for president. And Jimmy Dore is just making the point that, that these are
along with the NSA.
And Dick Cheney also endorsed Kamala. So if you are for Kamala, you are for the candidate of Dick Cheney. So there's ridiculous reversals is what he's talking about. And these people, these experts, pretty much anything that they say, you just have to take the opposite of true. Yes, make it happen. Kash Patel challenges any one of the 741 warmongers for Kamala who signed the anti-Trump endorsement letter to a public debate on national security. Of course, they're not going to do that. And they'll have that we're not going to dignify this racist disinformation. So we're not going – so it's only one dictatorship. Going from – Caitlin Johnstone, going from the civilian buildings are Hamas to the civilian buildings are Hezbollah. Yeah, and they're saying how they hide missiles in domestic buildings. So they're just setting it up for – more actions on the war. And we did play a clip. I don't remember where it was from, if it was with you guys or with Brian, that it does look like nuclear weapons. But that video that Jim also sent me, I'll take a look at it and we'll probably play that on over the weekend with Brian. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, this is day 355 of the Gaza war with a massacre every damn day for 355 days. And Israel saying, well, we had one person injured and we had an explosion in an open field. So they've had absolutely no damage and they've had absolutely no casualties, if you want to listen to what Netanyahu has to say. But interesting thing that also came up on a website that I go to, Proven Conspiracies. This one's really hot, and I'll put the link to this. It's a YouTube. Venona Project Exposed, Soviet Spies in the U.S. This was based on the work by the Signal Intelligence Service, and they managed to crack the Soviet codes. And by multiple sources that I've read, because I've read hundreds of books just on World War II. And so based on my extensive knowledge of the bullshit that we were told in World War II, I know for a fact that FDR had over 1,000 KNVD agents in his administration working with over 2,000 Ivy League Fabian socialists. And I put that in the comments section at Proven Conservatives, and somebody said, I thought the Fabian Society was just in England. No, they were real popular. They had Bertrand Russell. They had who was the big playwright that was a member of it? Bertrand Russell. Forget it. I'll put it in the notes when I put it down in the comment section. But bottom line is the elite of England were worshipped by the clowns at Harvard and Yale and Princeton, and so they were very popular with the Northeastern liberal colleges, and that's exactly the group that was fed into the FDR administration because they were all fellow travelers. And if you want to know exactly what happened to the United States and how we were asset stripped by the Fabian socialists, you need to see a video, and it's not really a video, it's just audio, of a guy named Major Jordan's diary. And this was a 45-minute presentation that he made repeatedly at Rotary clubs around the country. It's really humorous, but it's also very dark because it explains exactly how our government cooperated with the destruction of our country throughout World War II to enable us to have an enemy as powerful as the Soviet Union ended up being at the end of World War II, because we gave them all the technology, all the raw materials, and we abandoned 20,000 U.S. troops that were in Russia that were either prisoners of war in the Japanese or German front, or were sent over in the Lend-Lease program to be instructors and mechanics and the people that assembled the products that we sent over under Lend-Lease, but the Russians didn't have the technology to do. So you want to tell me again what a wonderful president FDR was? He was a rotten traitor from day one when he was Secretary of the Navy during World War One. Absolutely disgusting that you people can't see how rotten the Democratic Party has been since the beginning.
Thank you, Joe. Chris.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I would also add that FDR, as Secretary of Navy, anyone that's had that position has basically been an armed military naval fleet for the Rothschild mining interest, whether it's oil or natural resources or human even. So, yeah, this is definitely a thing that needs to be addressed. Forrestal was also in that position, and I think he started running his mouth about what was really going on there. I'd also like to add that in the War of 1812, the Northeast was neutral in that war. I would also like to add that much of the East India Company has migrated into America and started what becomes the Ivy League schools. And much of the trust funds that run with that and the Rockefellers and the Morgans and all their private social clubs. They're all cadet branches. They're all the European noble bloodlines. They're all, let's just say, their version of America, like I said, is the Society of the Cincinnati and things of the sort, where the plebes just pay for it all in blood and treasure. And these guys just hold all the riches and wealth and power. I think in 1910s when they took over the labor unions with all the stuff they had going on there and using organized crime and manners that they did. This is absolutely how they corner the market with the Federal Reserve. They started allowing the unsanctioned and without due process, the murder of people that were violating federal laws in terms of smuggling, bootlegging, counterfeiting. Anything that was, while they were counterfeiting, running the largest counterfeiting ring with the Fed. So, you know, the inversion rhetoric is absolutely abhorrent. And anybody that resisted this was persona non grata and targeted by many of the federal organizations. So, yeah, after the Civil War, there was a hostile takeover of this country and people didn't even realize it happened. And it's still happening. And really, this whole nation state thing is a loyalty test and a way to get us to race for the prize against one another to deliver it to these overlords, more or less, so that they can re-rise Atlantis and escape from the prison planet.
Very good. Thank you, Chris. All right. To election optics. We got a bunch of these. First, Silver Alert. Silver pops up $1.50 in 8 hours, and it's at $32. I just checked; it's still at $32. Gold at $26.59, and that's a big deal. And Bix Ware, I do appreciate his work.
Anyway, I started my own YouTube channel after that,
and he points out an interesting feature on the new $100 bills, and it's right here.
Hey, Carl. Sorry to jump in on you, but is there any way you could look into Ted Butler's old stuff? Because, man, he had some amazing shit about how these guys pushed the silver price around. And he was a guy that was an insider and then turned against it just because he's seen how damaging it was to people and spent the last 20, 30 years of his life fighting against it, maybe even longer. I think since the 87 thing, he kind of came out as a whistleblower and has been trying to hammer those guys. He passed away recently, and I think it's good that anybody hasn't heard of him or heard of his research, look into him. Not the young kid, Ted Butler, but the old guy. Sorry to jump in on you, Carl. I just want to put that in there.
Thanks. No, I haven't heard of that guy, but if you put a link into the show notes or send it to me, I'll pass it along and I'll check it out as well.
Carl. Yeah, you're in for one. Yeah, you're going to love him.
Thank you. So Bix is pointing out that on the new $100 bills, it says the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new, and that's a line from the Declaration of Independence. And I know Bix is saying he doesn't know anything either, but that's interesting that they would put that. And at the same time, you have Trump making the announcement that he's issuing coins. Now, I don't know if that's related or not, but all interesting. Wow, Barack Obama's former Canadian ambassador reveals Zoom call with Hollywood celebrities and social media influencers to discuss undetectable way to steal the 2024 election. And that's associated with getting the so-called 9 million voters that Democrats claim they're trying to recruit to prove their identity for overseas voting. And as well, you know, you have once you already establish that it's election fraud, and I'll put into the show notes here again at BitChute, the article that I have that demonstrates for sure that this was only and always election fraud. And we know that because we have the 3 a.m. or whatever it is, stopping of the counting of the votes, and then all those five states come up with mathematically impossible results for Biden to have won. All right, here's some interesting optics that Kamala is going to have to, if there was a straight media, that she'd have to explain what she means by this from 2018.
Down, down with deportation! Up, up with education! Down, down with deportation! Up, up with education! Down, down with deportation!
Down with deportation. Now, that's interesting. And she's right here in this optic with, let me find him here. There's Jussie Smollett. And Jussie and Kamala were working together with this so-called anti-lynching bill. And it turned out that Jussie Smollett was just a crisis actor for that. So as far as the scripts go, Kamala was given that script to demonstrate. And if we had an honest media, we'd ask her, explain this. What do you mean by down with deportation? Political scandal. Diddy's ex-bodyguard claims disgraced rapper has secret tapes of top politicians at his freak-off parties featuring 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lubricant. Now, this whole Epstein-type thing and taking advantage of and raping people and younger people, that has yet to come to the full recognition of the American public. Just in, son of would-be Trump assassin Ryan Ruth arrested for child pornography. So we're being told that investigators found hundreds of child porn files on his Galaxy Note during a search of his home. That's interesting. Chilling best political ad of the cycle just dropped by pro-Trump veteran on the threat of communism. All right, so there's a Senate race in Virginia, and we have the former vice president candidate with Hillary in 2016 as one of the candidates. And the other candidate is this guy, Hung Cao. And he was just with Trump. And I want to play this ad that he had because it's strong.
Can win. He certainly will with ads like this. This is the thing that really put him on our radar. This ad that's got millions of views, running a phenomenal campaign for U.S. Senate. If he wins the state, Cao will win.
Oh, the dude won the primary with 61% of the vote and nobody else had 10.
In the Senate race as well, if Trump wins the state, Trump's running like neck and neck in Virginia. And this might be one of the best political ads of the entire cycle, if not, well, any Senate race ever. Check this out.
This is the scariest sound you will hear when you live in a communist country. This is the last sound my parents heard when their fathers were taken away in the middle of the night, and they never saw their loved ones again. That's the sound of losing your freedom, the sound of always living in fear. That's my family's real life story. We escaped from Vietnam just days before Saigon fell to the communists. We were given a new life in the most generous country on earth. America saved my life. I graduated from the United States Naval Academy. I earned a master's in physics and fellowships at MIT and Harvard before the left replaced merit with racial quotas. I spent my life trying to repay my debt to America, my country, our country, with 25 years of service in Navy Special Operations, combat in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Somalia. But now our country has taken a dark turn. That's Joe Biden's Justice Department sending 24 armed agents to arrest a pro-life activist in front of his family. That's Joe Biden's IRS raiding a gun shop and seizing thousands of records from law-abiding gun owners, our names, our addresses, our social security numbers. That's Joe Biden arresting his challenger in the next election, a former president of the United States. And now a different sound. That's the sound of someone breaking into your home or business. The sound of crime destroying our cities and communities. That's how it all starts. They let criminals back on our streets. Millions of illegal immigrants pour across our border each year, including military-aged men from all over the world. And enough fentanyl to kill every man, woman, and child in this country. And the Biden family? Well, that's how it works in a dictatorship. The rules don't apply to the rulers. We are losing our country. You know it, but you also know you can't say it. We're forced to say that wrong is right. We're forced to lie. We can't let that happen. I've been all over the world. Believe me when I tell you, if America fails, there's nowhere else to go. I'm Hung Cao, retired Navy captain, running for United States Senate. I still believe America can be the land of opportunity. I have an obligation to fight back against those who want to control our lives and disrupt our families. We need real fighters, not politicians, not bureaucrats, not keyboard warriors acting tough in a custom-made suit. No, not here in America. We must refuse to be intimidated. We must be fearless. I'm Hung Cao. I'm running for Senate, and I approve this message because I'm not done fighting for us.
That's strong. That is strong. And we do have that tape that we had of Kamala saying that threatening to break into gun owners' homes just to make sure that they're being stored correctly. And then we have the – I'll just play this. Again, we've been hitting up that this is an attractive feature for the voters.
Of this whole notion of –
Yeah. Trump said – just your name alone should get you elected, brother. I had when I was teaching at Virgil Middle School, and I mentioned that I had visited that with my younger brother, I had a student, a Vietnamese student named Long Dong. Is she? Long Dong. There was another one, Ping Pong. And this girl, she had a name. And the name was written F-O-U-C-H, and the last name was U, Y-U. And I look at this on the first day before the students come in and saying to myself, nah, no way.
I'm going to HR today, buddy.
Yeah, so this was in the 80s, and I'm just calling out the roll. And I'm saying, and this was to a class that didn't speak English, just beginning math. And I said, last name U, first name Foosh. And this little girl stood up. She says, no, fuck. I said, of course, fuck you. She says, yes, fuck you. And it took months where she could learn enough English. I guess that's, I should talk to you about this. So after a few months where she learned enough English, I said, hey, you might want a different name, a nickname, a prettier name. She says, yeah, everyone make fun of me. I says, what name would you like that would be pretty? She said, Flower. Okay, Flower it is. All right, back to work here. So an attractive feature, make America healthy again. Let RFK2 talk for himself here.
Make America healthy again.
And the MAHA movement is gathering steam with Democrats, Republicans, independents all over this country. I mean, the baseline is, we're now the sickest country in the world, and now people are finally starting to talk about it and recognize that this is the number one issue. If we want to have a resilient nation, if we want to have a prosperous nation, if we want to have a happy nation, we got to begin by fixing the food system and fixing the pharma system and getting the corruption out of USDA, out of NIH, out of CDC and FDA, and restoring the health, actually getting to focus on public health, rather than the profit aspirations, the mercantile ambitions of the pharmaceutical companies and big ag and the big processed food companies.
Yeah, that has potential. We shall see if the people can be free and loose and tremendously breakthroughishly healthy. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, another interesting race in Virginia, House District, U.S. House District 7. We have Rachel Bindman, who's married to the Ukrainian Jewish traitor that was in the National Security Council in the White House, that overheard the conversation with Trump demanding that they get information from Zelensky about the intimidation of the prosecutor and the crimes of Burisma. And he's the one that managed to get the impeachment against Trump. So his wife is running for U.S. House seat. You might want to vote against this witch. Okay. And then that's a wonderful ad from Hung Cao. He seems like a really wonderful guy. But the problem that the Asians have is that their skin is not black or brown. So that means they're white adjacent, which means that they don't qualify for affirmative action. They're not a protected minority group. They have to compete with the remaining white people that are discriminated against because they're white adjacent. And then we remember the event where Trayvon Martin, if I had a son, he'd be just as wicked and evil as Trayvon Martin. Remember that? Yeah, well, he was beating Zimmerman's head on the concrete, and Zimmerman pulled a pistol and shot himself before he was beaten to death by this punk. And he was accused of being a white racist, but he was an Hispanic Jew. So you tell me. But then they said, well, Hispanics are white adjacent. And the way they tamper with the crime codes is that they put Hispanics in with the white because they have three times the amount of criminal activity that white people do. And that makes white people look a little more equal to the populations that do have a serious crime problem statistically. So, you know, we're dealing with a bunch of demographic peddlers that are manipulating everything around to make you feel these certain emotional tug strings when it's absolutely 100% gaslight bullshit. These people are just playing us like a bunch of suckers, and a lot of us are a bunch of suckers.
Thank you, Joe. Chris?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted. They call that the old analytical.
Ooh, you may want to take it off of
nudge. Yeah, they're definitely trying to pry that around like a fulcrum. I said the analytic nudge. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Okay, yeah, we can. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. That's terrific. It's nice to have it. Free speech and.
But not reach. All right. We'll see if we get him back. Moving on.
Departmentalize the labor force. And of course, for the sake of the multinational corporation.
Chris, you got cut off right when you said free reach or free speech, but not. Free reach. What do you want to say at that point?
Of course I did. I had suggested the notion that maybe a certain country might be using a lot of resources in the banking racket to import political violence and economic chaos into these areas in Southeast Asia to weaponize this labor force by politics, religion, or nation state. And it's, of course, for the benefit of the multinational corporation at every turn and at the expense of the common citizen and every nation. So you think about Big Ag, you said that, Kennedy said that in the thing. I remember in 94 being chucked out of Michigan State for going after Monsanto pretty fucking hard. And I literally, you know, got drilled. So I'll just say that that's they have more power than you think. And I'll just also say that they're trying to see me to in the commercial, trying to invoke the old rooftop Viet Cong, like in the early 90s during the CIA's last race wars in rap wars. If you remember that, the Rodney King and the OJ and the East Coast, West Coast murders and all that rampart shit that comes out of the wash 20 years later. So, yeah, you talk about analytic nudges. That's how they did it back in the day. Now they got socialist media to just tell you what to think every time something happens and they stage an event.
All righty. Thank you, Chris. Joe, do you want to jump to final thoughts now? We do have one COVID update and three more with Western leaders.
Let's do the COVID update because I got something that relates to the medical aspect of this bullshit reality.
All right, cool. Let's do that. All right. So the Japanese have had consistently had leaders within their university system and their healthcare system speak out regarding the research, and this is an update for it. And I just want to keep pointing out the good news and that in the Great Awakening, the Great Choosing, that if people stand up, then we can have the truth. And this is Michael Chostovsky of Global Research. It's a killer vaccine worldwide. Japanese researchers say side effects of COVID vaccines linked to 201 types of diseases. And all they're doing is taking a look at the data that we've been sharing with you, and people are speaking up. Former Minister of Internal Affairs, you were right. Vaccines are killing millions of our loved ones. You will find diseases of the heart, kidney, thyroid, diabetes, liver, skin, eyes, blood, nerves, systemic diseases, brain, lungs. This is a professor at Osaka City University School of Medicine and another Kyoto University professor. It doesn't know where to go. It goes into the bloodstream. It goes to the brain, liver, the kidneys, and we shall see. All the facts are on our side, and we've been pounding for sharing the data, and thanks to all the researchers who are doing the work that I used to do, but don't. I just talk about it now. Joe, Your thoughts on that, and any final thoughts before you get out?
Yeah. We had an important ruling in the Northern District of California for the Environmental Protection Agency versus the Fluoride Action Network. And the court has ruled, the issue before the court is whether the plaintiffs have established a preponderance of the evidence that fluoridation levels typically used in the United States are an unreasonable risk of injury to the health of the public. But my question is, why is the EPA involved in poisoning our drinking water? That should be something that they're going to claim is a FDA jurisdiction. And so they're going to get this ruling thrown out and say it can't apply to the EPA because it really needs to be refiled. This is after 7 years of litigation. So the fluoride group is flapping their arms saying, oh, this is wonderful proof. Well, I sent them a copy of the article that I wrote at Principia Scientific about hydroxychloroquine decalcifying your pineal gland. Got a copy back from the editor saying, can you provide citation on that? I said, I certainly can, because I put footnotes in my article because I'm a good scientific researcher. So I sent them a copy of it, and they sent me a thank you. But in the process, it reminded me of another thing that's been a burr under my saddle for a long time, and that's this ignorant hydrogenated vegetable oil, the crap that I've talked about before. This was created by the Procter & Gamble company, and they use cottonseed oil. Cottonseed is highly toxic. They fed it to cattle, it killed the cattle. They fed it to sheep and pigs and chickens, it killed every bit of livestock they tried to feed it to. They said, well, we've got these piles of cottonseed sitting out of the cotton plants because everybody needs to wear cotton clothes, and women need to have cotton sanitary products, and people like cotton sheets. And so what are we going to do with all this damn cottonseed? And they said, well, let's squeeze it and make machine oil out of it. Well, they squeezed it, they got the oil out, but it cost twice as much as the readily available petroleum oil. It was pouring out of the ground absolutely everywhere. And so they said, well, can we use the same process for making longer chain hydrocarbons that they use in oil refineries? And they said, well, we certainly can. So they took the cottonseed oil that was poisonous. They bubbled hydrogen in under high temperature and pressure. They made longer chains. And just like you can take oil and bubble hydrogen through it and make greases and waxes and paraffins and plastics, you can do the exact same thing with an organic feedstock such as cottonseed. And you call it, I'm getting somebody calling me. And then I'm going to just send them to voicemail. And then you can claim that you're giving somebody a food product, and you can substitute useful food products for the butter fat that has value in your food. And you can put a product on the shelf that doesn't decompose because bacteria won't eat hydrogenated oils. And so you don't have to refrigerate it. It's got great shelf life. Food processors love it. But the reason why you can digest food is because you have bacteria in your stomach that break down the compounds that you're eating, and that's what provides you with nutrition. And if the bacteria in your stomach don't have anything to eat, you don't get nutrition. So you're eating absolutely hollow calories that are bad for you, and they have HDL, and they've gone on and on about how cholesterol is so bad. LDL, which is what you get from eating eggs, is like going to clog your arteries and kill you. But HDL is supposed to be good for you? No, it took them 100 years for the FDA to start backpedaling on the rotten product called Crisco for the Procter & Gamble Corporation. And you can still buy hydrogenated vegetable oil, dairy, non-dairy creamers for your coffee. Absolutely disgusting that these products are still even allowed on the market. And it's absolutely disgusting. The public has no knowledge of health, and they have no knowledge of chemistry. It's absolutely disgusting. We've got a nation of dimwits that are being poisoned, and they don't even know they're being poisoned. So I'm going to write an article about that. Hopefully I can, and the Fluoride Net Group will be happy to post my article, because I'm overdue for writing one. And there's nobody that I know that's articulated this stuff or researched it to the extent that I have. And the story is even more horrifying than that when I get a chance to actually write the article. So anyhow, have a wonderful weekend, kids. I'm going to check out and go pick up some groceries and go home and plug some more arteries. God bless you.
Thank you, Joe. Chris, your comments, and do you want the last section for the developed countries' heads of state, or you want to just go to final thoughts now?
Let me rip for a minute and then we'll see.
Okay.
What Joe was saying, livestock, killing livestock, you say. Well, I know some people. Yeah, the seed oils, it's not stupidity. They understand that this stuff causes cancer and serious cell disruptions and things of the sort. And of course, they also know that about sugar, and they target children with many of these things in the ingredients, along with bioengineered ingredients that you don't even know what they are. Going after these kids, they're targeting them with like military grade propaganda marketing companies. These privateers are injecting this poison. Better yet, they're duping these children into begging their parents to buy them this poison, and parents buy them this stuff and feed it to them like a Trojan horse, destroying their most precious children by these means of destruction. So I think, you know, we try to attribute these things towards stupidity, but it's really something that needs to be directed towards the line of malice, and things need to happen, just like they're trying to vax these kids. These are terrible agendas they're trying to push for these children, and the GMOs and all this stuff, and the social engineering that's running cover fire for all the puzzlers created from the plastics and all the BPAs and all these other things, the GMOs as well. This is an absolute war crime, and it's never even discussed as a possibility, and it's been going on for 30 years. And there's been no activism that's been allowed to even address this for what it is.
And yeah, here's my footnote on that. I did the research on it. This is an article that's posted at the Oklahoma State University website, G-O-S-S-Y-P-O-L, glyphosate toxicity in livestock. The glyphosate that's in this stuff is a natural occurring compound. It's a phenolic aldehyde, and it is highly toxic. And I will be writing a little bit more in depth on this, and I will put the links to that and the other things that are involved in this, because this is systematic poisoning by our food industry with the complete complicity of every one of the regulatory agencies, which would be not only the EPA, but the FDA and the CDC. This absolutely is scandalous, and these people need to be put. And I'm sorry, RFK Jr., I don't trust you to be able to do this, because you never had a chemistry class in your life. You never had a biology class in life. And all you want to do is sit around and do nude selfies with all of your hundreds of girlfriends. I think you're a disgusting human being. And just because you had a ghostwriter that helped you research and write a good book doesn't mean that you're qualified to be able to understand exactly how bad everything is. And I don't think you have the integrity to help solve the problem.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, the trust funder uses activism as cover fire for tourism. I'll just say that. You know, yeah, I think he's been around. He's seen some terrible atrocities. But as far as addressing them, I don't think there's really any pragmatic approach to be had within the systems that these controlled operatives offer. And that's, I think, our biggest mistake is trusting them for controlling the dialogue and leading the charge. You know, you think Russell Brand is going to stop giving kids for Jimmy Savile? Well, Savile's dead. But, you know, I mean, same type of thing. These guys, once they do it, they're always doing it, and they're all part of this. And I just I get disgusted by these people that are wolves in sheep's clothing. And, you know, the honest people really push people like us aside to embrace those people, too. And it's even more disgusting. I will say that, you know, I guess they'll get their due desserts. Joe, you had some great points, man. And I really think that this is a systematic poisoning of everyone. And the world itself really has to go outside the box here in terms of how to deal with this, because the justice system has been compromised. The economic system, the legal system have all been compromised. There is no recourse in justice that will come from this without it being taken and brought into, I think, a court of public opinion or appeal or something of the nature. And I think really that you don't hear any conversation about that either. Everybody's supposedly got this control thing under control. Right. And they do this every 10 years with, you know, a congressional investigation and a committee and, you know, the Pike, the Church, the Rockefeller, the McClellan, the Reese, the, you know, Kefauver. I could go on and on for fucking hours and nothing comes of it. It's limited hangouts and it's just, you know, bullshit. So at the end of the day, you know, people really have to put together that all these offerings, communism, socialism, capitalism, all come from the same three sources and are all controlled by the same sources of banking families and cabals. So, you know, you can chastise one and fight with the other and whatever you to say. But at the end of the day, if the same bankers are allowed to run all three options or any of the options and all options on the table like they are in this election, you're not going to vote your way out of this. You're not going to get out of this at all. This is all debt slavery in its finest guise. And I think people are starting to see it for what it is. And I think that's why they need to take us to World War III, because too many people know how full of shit they are and what they got in line for us. And yeah, I don't know. That's a hell of a distraction.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It is the end game of something.
A different enemy, right? You know what I mean? We'll go fight Russia instead of these fucking assholes that are raping kids and doing what they're doing and putting our people out on the streets. You know, you can't even afford a home and, you know, with two full-time jobs and shit. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And that's what they want. They want our total destruction. But as we've been talking about in this last section, is that we do seem to have an orchestrated fall of the NATO so-called developed, so-called former colonial powers nations heads of state. And all of them are getting ridiculously low approval ratings. Three examples. Keir Starmer, now less popular than Rishi Sunak, polls suggest. Opinion poll for the Observer finds a 45-point drop in the prime minister's approval rating since he won the election. That's nuts that that could happen. But yet, that is the Orwellian stuff coming out of this guy's mouth and the embrace of the replacement culture of immigrants into the UK. Macron's disapproval rating rises to 75% for the first time since 2018 Yellow Vest riots poll. Yeah. And his husband, Big Bree. And then, of course, Biden and Kamala. And the idea of how crazy is this show going to get? Biden to order war against Russia, suspending the November 5th election? I wouldn't take it away from our opponents to put that into the script. And the whole thing is who's in charge. If the Black Hats are in charge, they're playing with their food. We're going to be crushed one way or another. If the White Hats are in charge, then we got to see it soon, because patriots are going to take action after the election if there isn't a breakthrough. Chris, your thoughts?
Yeah, let me kick the beehive here. Think about this. If this group that's trying to depopulate us somehow loses control of their mission or their perception management and it spirals out of control like COVID possibly did, let's just say the world wakes up to what's going on and catches them in the act. Now you got to really put some sort of disruptive force into the domestic tranquility or the to redirect or to distract the public.
Distract the public back from. Are you there? Doesn't look like it. Maybe he'll be back. All right, final thoughts for me. Yeah, just hang in there.
God damn this thing.
Okay, there you go. Distract from, that was the last thing you said.
The COVID outrage that came from the vax and the COVID hoax and the bailouts that came along with it and the takeover. Look at all the money that's going into AI and robotics. The real great replacement is going to be the robots replacing these immigrants after these immigrants replace us. So just, it's a 10-year plan. It's a stay of execution that they're putting in because they don't have the AI and the robotic tech that they want to have yet to deliver what they had in store for a
They don't have the AI and the tech in place in order to deliver what it is that they're looking for, which is the automation and then cutting off the payments to the immigrants and then a civil war and some sort of a death and destruction to cull the population. Oh, did you hear me? I was trying to finish your thought there, brother.
I was saying, like, the robot army's not ready yet.
Yeah.
And they have to deliver the Deagle numbers. That's what I was trying to say. Of course, I can't get that out in one sentence without the reach.
That's pretty much what I filled in for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I missed where you filled in. I didn't catch any of it. I just know what I was saying, and I don't know where I lost yet. But yeah, that's crazy. That happens far too often in a country where, you know, people with millions of subs have no issues connecting to the internet and delivering service. But, you know, you put the truth out there, you show them the meat hook, man, people start to really balk at that shit. I'll just say, Carl, it's good trying to talk about this stuff with you. Hopefully most of it's getting out.
Yeah, enough of it is getting out. I mean, we can only do so much. We are just modeling the great choosing, the great awakening, and going into final thoughts here. This is the end of September. The next month is October. And the next month after that, at the beginning, November 5th, is the election. And And so just hang in there, patriots. Things are moving faster and faster. I think that it's going to be pretty easy to see where things break once we do get what breaks breaking. And what I mean by that is it could be the World War III scare, at least. It could be the financial collapse, the paper collapse. It could be the exposure of the Secret Service and the government for assassination attempts. It could be the Epstein, Diddy, Maxwell information come out. It could be the pay to play. It could be the COVID crimes against humanity. It could be all those at once. It could be an ET invasion. It could be some cosmic event. I don't know, but I do know that something is going to break soon. And if it doesn't break by the election, then we'll invent things to have it be more interesting for ourselves, at least. Thank you, patriots. Hang in there, and we'll be back sometime over the weekend with more of the news that you need to know.